Hey, Roger, wrong. We don't have the worst football team in the city. We got the worst football team in the world. That's why the band plays taps at halftime.
How bad was it this time?
They beat us 63-0.
Somebody ought to do something about that team.
There's somebody trying. You know how the referee ends the half by firing the gun up in the air? Well, today he fired at our team.
Now, wait a minute. I think that was an accident. All six shots?
Six shots.
Hey, Raj, cool it. Here come the football team, man.
Six shots. Over the head. Six shots. Blew another one, huh? Well, you look like you need something to pick you up.
Yeah, we sure do.
Well, go stand by the curb. I'll flag down a garbage truck. I sucked him in that time, didn't I?
You got him, Shirley.
How was rerun?
Oh, now, he was the greatest.
Really?
I'm telling you, Shirley, he was electrifying. He had all the moves.
Rerun.
Hey, what's happening? Let's cheer up the team.
All right.
Although you lost 20 in a row, at least you had the guts to show. Rah, 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 rah. We will find a team that fits, even though our team's the pits. Rah, rah, rah.
Later, Rerun.
I hope so, darling. I'm starving.
You are always starving.
Hey, Shirley, how about a nice, thick hamburger?
You got it. One giant slab for King of the Flab.
Listen, guys, good news. Cancel all plans for next Saturday night. My brothers came through with 3 tickets. We're going to see Gladys Knight and the Pimps.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
Man, you sure are lucky, Rerun. Spending all that time with them foxy cheerleaders. When are you gonna fix me and Dwayne up with Darlene and Cindy?
Wow.
Forget it, Raj. Cheerleaders only dig football players.
Well, you're a cheerleader, Rerun. Which one you digging?
Watch it, Dwayne.
Excuse me, Freddy.
Oh, hi, Coach. Nice try.
Thanks, Freddy. Come over here. I want to talk to you alone.
It's okay, Coach. We can talk in front of them. They're my best friends.
Okay, then I'll get right to the point. I'd like you to be on our team.
Hey, right on.
Me?
Yeah, listen, I've been watching you on the sidelines. You're big, you're quick on your feet, and we could really use you.
I don't know. I could get hurt. I'm delicate, you know.
Do it for the school.
Do
it for the glory.
Do it for me.
Where do I sign?
See. Man. Let me take another look at the football book.
What do those oxes mean?
Those are not ox. We're trying to help Rerun learn his football plays. And these letters are the diagram of a football play.
That's right. The X's are the other team's players and the O's are our players.
Then you made a mistake, Raj.
Now, what is that?
You forgot Rerun.
What's happening?
Hey.
I'm the greatest. No one can stop me. Hey, look out, should I stop? I didn't want to hurt her.
Hey, I see you got your uniform on. Looks great.
Yeah, 86.
Right on.
Do they put everybody's waistline on that uniform?
Hey, you've been so busy all week, we hardly seen you. How's it going?
Great. Everyone's crazy about me. I'm one of the front four.
Hey.
You are the front four.
D, get lost.
See you later, OJ Simple.
Come on, man. Let's get to work.
Hey, look, I appreciate all this, but I can't study the plays tonight.
Again? Now, what's the excuse this time?
Well, I have to go to this team gathering.
We'll work on the plays for a while, then we'll go with you.
You can't. See, it's just for the team. No friends allowed. You guys understand.
Oh, okay.
I knew you would.
Come on, Rerun. You said this would only take a minute. We're gonna be late for the party.
I thought you said no friends.
I did.
If they aren't friends, what are they?
Strangers in the night.
Shirley, set them up. One round of sodas for the team. We really did it today.
They finally won a game?
Close. We only lost 20-3. You should have seen Rerun. He was all over the field.
Yeah? What'd he do, lie down on it? Back off, girls. If his head swells, we won't know which end is which.
You were wonderful, Rerun.
I was, Darlene, wasn't I?
Come on, let's go and congratulate
him. Wait, maybe this isn't the right time.
What do you mean it's not the right time?
Well, looks like, I don't know, like he wants to be alone.
Oh, Dwayne, come on.
Tell us what was running through your mind when you blocked that kick, Rerun.
I was saying to myself, Rerun, you gotta do something extra special for the gorgeous girls on the sidelines.
Oh, Rerun. Rerun, Rerun, he's our man.
Oh, yes, I am.
Hey, Rerun. Rerun, great game.
Yeah, really good, Rerun.
Thanks a lot. And by the way, let me introduce you. Everybody, this is Raj and Dwayne. They're my best friends.
Hi, Raj. Hello, Dwayne.
So now, what time are we meeting for the Gladys Knight concert?
Concert? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry about the concert. There's a slight problem.
What is it?
I only have 3 tickets, and Darlene and Cindy and me make 3.
I don't believe it.
I thought we was your best friends.
You are. And you just proved it by being so understanding. Aren't they the greatest?
Yeah. They're the greatest next to you, Rerun.
They're the greatest next to you, Rerun.
Come on, Dwayne, let's go.
Yeah, see you later, Rerun.
Yeah, right, little fella. And you take care, Four Eyes.
Come on, everybody. Let's go celebrate it in my house.
All right.
Come on.
Freddy, I want to talk to you.
And sure, Coach. And you guys go ahead. I'll catch up.
Right. Okay, sure.
I did pretty good for my first game, didn't I?
Yeah, that's why I'm going to hate to lose you.
What?
The principal called me. You're failing atrociously.
That's crazy. I'm not even taking atrociously.
Freddy, all your marks are terrible. You gotta do something about it before the next game or you're gonna be off the team. And I have nothing to say about it.
Well, what am I gonna do?
Well, if you get an A in your speech in English class Monday, you can stay on the team. Otherwise, they're gonna end your football career. I'm sorry.
How am I gonna get an A?
I don't know, but for all our sake, you better figure something out.
There you go.
Hey, little fella! Four Eyes! the dumb fat kid. Do you believe that? I mean, who does he think he is?
Sorry.
Raj, I got the feeling that when you become a big and famous movie writer, you're gonna forget me too.
No way. Dwayne, 10 years from now, when I'm a rich and famous writer, you'll be right there by my side. Just the two of us.
Without Rerun?
Of course. How would I look 10 years from now hanging around a guy still in high school?
What's happening? Hey, where'd you guys run off to?
We saw you were busy, and we didn't want to take you away from your friends and strangers in the night.
Don't get the wrong idea. I've been under a lot of pressure. You know, homework, homework, homework. I need you.
For what?
Homework. You know my speech is due in English class on Monday?
Yes.
I've been so busy all this week that I haven't had time to write it.
Why don't you skip the concert and do it tonight?
Do you want me to break the hearts of Darlene and Cindy?
Yes.
Oh, please, Raj. You're my best friend. I need an A on that speech. I know I've been lousy. I'll change, I promise. Please, Raj, I need you.
All right.
All right, then. You're the best friend anybody ever had.
You knew I wouldn't let you down.
All right, on. Bye, little fella. Bye, focals.
Aerosol cans. The topic of my speech today is aerosol cans. Aerosol cans deodorize our bodies while deoxidizing the air. Do you want your body to stink? Or do you want your air to stink?
I think your speech stinks.
Child beating.
Don't you kids realize it's 3 o'clock in the morning? What's going on down here?
I'll tell you, Mama. See, I was upstairs trying hard to sleep. You know, if I don't get my 8 hours sleep, I could be hard to live with. Well, when all of a sudden I heard this scary noise, like the sound of someone crumbling paper. Crumble, crumble, crumble. I tried to go back to sleep, but there was again. Crumble, crumble, crumble. I found it very annoying.
Oh, really? Well, tell me.
And now, on top of all of that noise, I've got to hear you beat Raj. Slap, slap, slap.
Get out of here before I slap your tail.
Don't you talk to your sister like that.
Yeah, don't you talk to your sister like that.
Shut up before I slap your tail. What are you doing up so late, Roger?
Just some homework.
Homework? Well, you never stayed up this late doing homework before. You got a problem?
It's not my homework, it's reruns.
Reruns? Now, you know it's wrong to do somebody else's homework, don't you?
I know, Mama, but this is different.
Different?
If Rerun doesn't get an A on this speech, he's off the team.
Well, I wouldn't think you want to help him after the way he's been acting.
Well, it's not easy. But we've been friends a long time, Mom.
Well, this is true. You're a good son, Roger. And maybe you might just pass on some of that goodness to Rerun in that speech.
What do you mean, Mom?
Well, I'll put on some coffee. And you sharpen up all those pencils. We're gonna write Rerun a speech to beat all speeches. Now let's get on it.
You think we can crack it?
If I get on it, believe me, it'll crack.
Where's Raj? He's supposed to meet me with the speech. Class starts in 5 minutes.
He's still working on it.
You ask a guy to do your homework for you, the least he can do is have it on time.
Man, has Raj ever failed you?
No, but every teacher in school has.
Listen, just leave it to Raj, okay?
But I wanted to have time to look it over. I want to make sure it's good. After all, my name is on it.
I see they go to first bell. I'm gonna be late for class. Good luck, all right?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's that name?
Rerun.
Hey, Rerun.
Hey, Rerun. Hi, Rerun. I can't wait to see what your speech is all about.
Me neither. Excuse me, my groupie calls.
Oh.
Hey, man, what took you so long?
I just finished. It took me all night.
Wow, it must be good.
It makes its points. Here, good luck.
Thanks a lot, Popeye.
Freddie, you're already up. Were you going to start without me?
I was just pacing. I'm a little nervous.
No need to be. Class, our first speaker today will be Freddie Stubbs.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And your topic is?
The topic of my speech is high school football. All right.
Settle down, class. Settle down.
Yeah, settle down. Have a little class. High school football is a great game. All right. And playing it can teach you many things. You can learn the value of teamwork, leadership, and competition, yeah. Yeah. For most high school students, football is a wonderful experience. But football can also be harmful, especially if you're narrow-minded and immature like most of us.
Continue, Freddy.
Special just because we play football. Let's face it, any guy who can block and tackle is no better than anybody else. He's just a big lunk.
Hey, who are you calling a lunk, punk?
The class. Continue, Freddy.
Football players let the scream of the crowd drown out the whispers of their friends. And that's what happened to me. And...
Keep going, Freddy.
And... And the rest of you turkeys.
Does anyone have any questions?
I have one.
What is it, Freddy?
Can you walk me home?
Shirley, check, please.
Dwayne, before you go, I just want to say I'm sorry for the way I've been acting.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry for the way I've been acting.
So am I, Rerun. I heard what happened in English today. An A on the speech and a D on delivery. That means you're off the football team.
It sure does.
You mad at Raj?
No, he did me a favor. I almost forgot who my friends were. I've been a no good, lousy, rotten, inconsiderate. Aren't you gonna stop me?
Only when you're wrong.
Yeah. As soon as I got on that football team, I changed. I don't know what got into me.
Eskimos calls it blubber.
I got it, Dwayne.
No, you don't have to.
Hey, it's the least I can do. Here, Shirley, keep the change.
Wow. 6 whole cents. What should I buy first?
Why don't you buy a new flea collar?
Will there be anything else?
Hey, Rerun, Raj just walked in.
Yeah, there is something else, Shirley. Tell Raj he's the best friend anybody ever had.
Okay.
Then tell him to order what he wants. On me. I hope he forgives me, Dwayne.
Let's see, there's 3 hamburgers, 2 chocolate malts, and 2 orders of french fries. And a piece of apple pie, 2 slices of pizza.
Wow, is he mad? If I would have forgiven you the way you forgave me.
Well, you forgave me for writing that speech.
Hey, well, that's what friends are for.
That's right.
No, you know what friends are for?
What?
Food. What you got in the icebox?
Hi, y'all.
Come in. And stay in.
Hi, Rerun. I thought your speech was terrific, and the cheerleaders learned a lot from it. We get a little stuck up sometimes, too.
Don't feel bad. Let's kiss and make up.
You're funny, Rerun.
So what's happening, Darlene?
Well, I just want to know if Rerun wanted to be a cheerleader again.
Yeah. Hey, why not?
Yeah, I think I can do that.
Hit him high, hit him low, hit him where the daisies go. Kick him in the shin, kick him in the knee, kick him in the name of victory.
Pay any attention to Dee. She's just making fun of you again.